Well, hello, everybody, and greetings, and welcome to Live Your Brilliance. I'm Freshen Knight, and I'll be guiding you through this program as you discover, clarify, and learn how to monetize your brilliance to create or enhance your own breakthrough business. During this course, you will learn specifically how to leverage your knowledge, skills, expertise, and experience as a way to profit from your passions and, of course, your personal best. Through this process, you will identify and be able to effectively communicate your signature solution to others. That is your way of supporting others to achieve the results they seek. You'll be able to clearly and confidently articulate the value and the results you create with your prospective clients, addressing their most important needs and problems. Lastly, you will create your own business model that works for you and who you are and the lifestyle you seek to create, so that you have a clear, concise plan for creating and refining your services, products, and programs that leverage your very best. Plus, you'll know how to position yourself as the go-to resource or expert for your specific audience. So by the end of this course, you will have Basecamp set up and be well on your way to starting your own breakthrough business. And if you already have a business, this will help you to streamline both you and your business into a profit-making machine. So as your breakthrough business coach, I believe that clarity should be your number one priority. In fact, I believe without it, you're driving in the dark, and that's often when that fear and that doubt come in and they interfere with you and put you into places of, you know, what I would say deep self-doubt or those rabbit holes that kind of end us in some of those productive hours that we feel like we're really doing, but then we discover we have nothing to show for it. In fact, I believe that clarity is so important that it's the key to confidence. And with that confidence, that's what will get you into motion and into the business you love and the clients that will pay you the most. So here's my secret to getting clarity. Clarity is a process. It requires time, patience, and perseverance. I didn't get to where I am today because I woke up with all my brilliant ideas in order. I knew all the strategies. In fact, I actually had no idea what I was going to do or who to talk to or really how to get to the end goal here. It was a process of learning, and that meant stepping into a way of being that meant I was very, very curious about everything, especially when I was stuck or struggling. Curiosity spawns learning. In fact, I think they're interrelated. The more curious you are, the more learning you can have. And the more learning you can have, the faster you go and the easier it gets because you learn as you go. So learning is exactly what you want, lots of it. And of course, with learning, you will experience lots of trial and lots of error. I love the term failing forward. And what that means to me is when my efforts fall flat or I feel like I failed in some way, I think about it as I'm failing forward, meaning I'm still moving forward. This is just part of my process. And every lesson that I've ever taken, it doesn't equate failure by any means. It just means that I'm going to have this as an advantage for the next time. So I'm guessing you heard this before, but many of the most richest, famous, and brilliant people out there have failed more times than they have succeeded. In fact, I believe that you only need one success to wipe out all of those failures. So please be kind to yourself and remember this simple recipe for when you get stuck or feel yourself struggling or feel defeated in any way. Stop, shift, and return later. If you can't figure something out, let it go. Drop it. Stop what you're doing and shift to something else. And when you've come into a more productive or a calm or an open space, return when those creative juices are more in flow. Most people get themselves stuck in a pattern of either overtrying or overthinking. They don't give themselves a break. I want you to think of a time now when you were really trying to solve a problem. You couldn't figure it out. You left that situation or you left their computer. You got in the car, you took a walk, you drove somewhere, maybe even took a nap, and suddenly, voila, that idea or that problem was solved. Everything came back into picture. So as I said earlier before, clarity is key, and clarity begins with having enough information to be able to clearly see, hear, and feel what's most true and right for you. So we're going to start to move into the actual activity of our stuff, so I'm going to hit pause on this recording. And see you in just a short bit.